first thought, man, makes my head spin round.
What a beautiful and brilliant program right there by Black on Black on Black. They'll be back next Monday night, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio Valencia. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. My name is John Hell. This is Hell's Kitchen Radio every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. deep in the heart of the Mission District. Proud to call the Mission District home for over 15 years. We're going strong. It's been really good so far. We're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep rocking and rolling. We're going to keep having a good time. And I got some special people in the studio coming up in a little bit, not that long, a little while. I'm going to play some music first, and then I'll bring these fabulous folks on. I'm so happy to have them in the studio! It's been only been 8 years. It's only been 8 years trying to get this guy in the studio. You have no idea how difficult it is talking to his agent. Forget about it, right? Like all of his handlers, not going to happen. Now, finally, my people talk to their people. We all figured it out. We got together. We said, okay, we think we can do this. He just requires a bubbly water and a burrito. That's it. Maybe a blanket if it gets really cold. So he's going to be coming on. We got a few folks in the studio. We got his main handler in the studio, too. And going to be on coming up right here, right now. In just a moment, Radio Valencia.
You know, I know George Slade came up a scientist that was checking out tectonic plates of Siberia, and it was called The Sounds of Hell, I believe. I'd love for you to play that again because, you know, I've heard about it. I've never heard it, okay? My pastor told me about it, but you know what? I'll tell you right now. What's in the earth and the sounds of hell, you hear the people in torment.
Well, you listen in. You listen in on the radio here because you're going to hear it right now.
Isn't that wonderful? Yes, it is. See, I just answered the question for you. It's incredible. Right here on Radio Valencia Classic, going out to the folks in the Seattle area. I hope you guys stay dry. Also, here in the Bay Area, it's wet, so stay dry. A little Zeppelin action for you. My name is John Hell. This right here is Radio Valencia, Monday nights, 8 to 10. Me, it's me, John Hell, Hell's Kitchen Radio. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to have this guy in the studio. I've been trying to get him for years and years. Then I had to wait for him to learn how to talk, and I had to wait for him to learn how to walk. I had to wait for him to, like, no longer spit up food. I had to wait for him. I had to wait. And now we figured it out. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome to the Radio Valencia Studios, the one, the only, Bodie Hell. Hi.
Hi.
How are you, Bodie?
Oh, that's loud, that's loud, that's loud.
Okay. I'll take care of you. How are you? I turned it down. How's it going?
I'm fine.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
You've been waiting for this, too.
I know.
Okay. So, Bodie, how old are you?
I'm 8.
What grade are you in?
2nd.
How are you liking winter break so far?
It's just been great. We've passed through Hanukkah.
Yeah, Hanukkah's over. And what did we just go do the other day that was super exciting?
We went on the Polar Express.
Say that one more time into the mic.
We went on the Polar Express.
That was so cool, man. What did you get there?
Hot chocolate and a bell.
And a bell. It was so cool, man.
And carols.
Yeah, we sang Christmas carols, right? Okay, no, you're doing great, dude. You're doing, you look all right. You happy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, buddy, you listen to a lot of music. We have a lot of music in our household, don't we?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you like to sing. And you like to play music. Do you play any instruments?
No.
Well, you kind of do.
Sometimes.
What do you like to play?
Ukes. Yeah, the ukulele.
A little closer there. Ukulele?
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
I like to play ukulele.
Yeah, you just learned a song the other day. You were doing pretty well. And you like to sing a lot. And what kind of music do you like to listen to? If you had a choice of music, say, Dad, I want to play this. What kind of music? Not a song title, but what kind of music?
I like K-pop music.
You do?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
K-pop Demon Hunters, really.
It didn't come from me.
You're funny, Dad. Shut up.
Looking? That's right. That's right. His number one handler is here, too. Saucy's in the house.
Yeah. And I also like Looney Tunes music.
Oh, that's true. You do like Looney Tunes music, don't you?
I'm gonna tell.
Oh, you're funny. You're funny. Oh, you and I had we were gonna sing a song together at your school, weren't we?
Daddy, can I say?
No, you're already on mic. Go ahead. What were you gonna say? Get on the mic, though.
I'm going to tell.
I don't even know what that was from.
I'm going to tell. I'm going to tell.
So, Bodie, really?
A classic, sometimes, very rarely, Bugs said.
Wow.
So, Bugs Bunny.
A rare Bugs Bunny line.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you wanted to play a song.
Uh-huh.
And you were like, Dad, I'm starting with this song. All right, you have to introduce this song. Before you say the name of it, where did you find this song?
I found it on a YouTube video. It was from K-Pop Demon Hunters. And my friends really introduced me to it. So,
yeah.
Can I say the title?
Yes, you can.
The name is this. It's called Soda Pop. K-Pop Demon Hunters. Saj Boys, not the main characters.
And what's the name of the radio station you're at?
Radio Valencia.
You heard it from Bodie.
Yep. How many minutes is the movie?
Wait, what is that?
Need you, yeah, I need you to fill me up. 마시고 마셔봐도 상해졌지 않아. Got a feeling at all, yeah. You could be everything that I need. Taste so sweet. Every sip makes me want more, yeah.
Like a last night, cause you got it like that. Woo! Take a big bite, want another bite, yeah. 너의 모든 걸 나 원해, 원해, 원해. 너 말고 모두 번해, 번해, 번해.
When you're in my arms, I hold you so tight, so tight. Can't let go, no, no, not tonight.
지금 당장 나가 시간 없잖아. 넌 내 거야, 이미 알고 있잖아. Cause I need you to need me. Make me feel so refreshing.
My little soda pop.
You're all I can think of. Every cup I drink of. You're my soda pop. My little soda pop. Cool me down, you're so hot. Warm me up, I won't stop.
the top. 한번 금액이 hit the spot. Every little drip to drop, fizz and pop. 소름 돋아, it's getting hot.
Man, it's dripping out, it's done. I need a second round and pour a lot of. Don't you stop till my soda pop fizzles out. So get
clear, what the now? I tried to reach you, so I'm so. Now I'm gone, I waited so long for a taste of soda. So the wait is over.
Camp where my organ screams, slow down, man. Just a couple states below.
So nice.
Yeah, that is.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Right here, what radio station are we listening to?
Radio Radio Valencia?
That's right, Radio Valencia. Who are you?
Bodie Rosenberg.
Hey.
Already got introduced.
Oh, you did. I forgot. And who's that?
Sergeant Sauce.
So get on the mic, kid. Get on the, yeah, Sergeant Sauce.
Yeah.
And who am I?
Non-Hell.
Got it, man. Bodie. You're doing great, buddy. You're doing great. Yeah, they're pretty big. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's, you know, Future Family Fun Time here on Hell's Kitchen Radio. And it's Bodie's first show tonight. We're so excited he's here. And yes, the headphones are large for an 8-year-old head. Okay, Bodie. Hey, Bod. It's totally awesome, dude.
I know.
Don't worry about it. So that was Father John Misty. Did you like that song?
Yep.
I know. I did too.
I want my mom to talk now.
Well, okay, Sergeant Sauce is going to say hello and tell us what she thought about that Father John Misty song, Nancy, from now on. Good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, gentlemen.
So we played some Father John Misty.
Yeah, that music touches a place deep in my soul.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. He has the best ooze. His ooze.
Music to my ears.
Yeah.
Did you hear how smooth and warm those ooze were?
They are so smooth and ooze.
And they're groovy, and you feel like you're traveling on them, and you're just like, please just no matter what, at least just have you to ooh me down the river.
Just keep oohing. Uh-oh.
What's going on? Oh, I love all the technical
Daddy.
Shenanigans.
Okay. Yeah.
You good?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's a bit tall
good
for
stuff.
Me, Daddy.
Yeah, you're doing okay.
I'm gonna move it a bit closer.
Yeah, you do that. Isn't this great? This is the perfect kind of radio that I enjoy.
So,
I do. I mean, So just before that, Bodie, we heard a song for you. What song did we play?
We played Soda Pop. I already told that.
That's what we have. But some of the listeners may have shown up after you introduced the song. So now they need to know. They need to have an idea of what it was that they heard.
Soda Pop is a Korean song that from K-Pop Demon Hunter, Saja Boys, which are not the main characters.
No. Did you like the movie?
Yeah, I've never seen the entire thing, but...
Can you tell us why?
Because, I don't know.
It's a little scary at times.
Yeah.
I ran and hid.
You watched it.
Man. We started
Dad
to.
Did not run and hid.
Okay, alright, fine. Have you seen it?
I have seen maybe little bits of it, and
okay.
I've seen something even more disturbing.
Whoa.
Is the weird knockoff videos that different creators make about K-pop Demon Hunter stuff.
Really?
That he's like watching YouTube videos of weird stuff. I'm like, is this from the movie? And he's like, no. And I'm like, it looks like it, but it's not. And I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about this genre, but I'm old. So I don't have to like it. It's not up to me.
You know what? I appreciate the genre. I love that there are so many people that fucking love K-pop. Oh, sorry. That love K-pop. I think I think it's a global phenomenon.
Oh,
and
sure.
I'm happy. I'm talking babies. Hang on, babes.
Stop talking. My dad's 55.
Anyway, I just have to say, as his parents, I think we both are going to work on making sure he's exposed to all kinds of awesome music.
Oh, totally.
We don't know where the K-pop thing came from. I blame it on society and late stage capitalism.
That's okay. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's been like boy bands and girl bands around for generations, so it's nothing new. But it's okay because I balanced it out today because I played Fugazi and the Minutemen in the house for a few hours today.
Yeah, you did.
So you got that going for you, too. So that was good.
You played Fugazi?
And the Minutemen. Because 40 years ago today, D. Boone died. And so I had to play some Minutemen in celebration of the great D. Boone. Isn't that right, Bodie?
Yep.
Yeah,
one day
Fugazi was great. He kept singing Waiting Room, which maybe I'll play later.
One day he'll learn the significance of all this.
I wait. He was totally doing that. He was all waving his hand. I wait. Damn, man. Ian McKay would be stoked.
Daddy?
Yeah.
Can we play one of mine?
No, we're playing actually Mommy's song. She's going to introduce this next one.
Yeah,
do you remember it?
Yeah, it's
been a while since I've cued it.
Yeah, Surf Rider.
Yes.
Surf Rider by a French duo, an electronica duo, two young guys. I don't know anything about them. I do know that this song was... So I saw a video of dancers from a dance company. I don't know which one. I forgot that part. And they're doing a choreographed dance, and this is the music that they're dancing to.
Yeah.
And it is one of the most beautiful dances I've ever seen. It's kind of addictive watching it.
Okay.
And if you read the comments on, you see people keep feeling like drawn to watch it over and over again. And then everyone goes and finds the song.
Oh, cool.
So I found it online.
Well,
and,
it's... It's Surfrider is the band. This is off their
Surfrider.
Sorry, Illest Vilain is the name of the artist. This is off of their Surfrider LP that came out in 2015, and it's the title track. That's what we're going to hear right now. Sound good?
All right, man.
Everybody ready?
Let's
do it.
Success.
Radio Valencia. Say that again.
Success.
On Radio Valencia. God, they're so good. Brown Out is the name of the artist.
Uh-huh.
Originally Money Chicha out of Austin, Texas. I took that off of their very first Brown Out. Very first Brown Out record. Brown Sabbath Volume 1 from 2014 and their cover there of The Wizard. Just before that, some brilliant sounds here from the Black Angels off of their 2022 record, Wilderness of Mirrors. We heard the track Here and Now. Started off the set there with a Saucy-inspired track. Surf Rider is the name of the record. The track is called Surf Rider. Il Est Vilain from 2015. Are they from France?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're a French electronic duo.
Yeah, that was fun. There's a lot of dancing happening in the studios. Hey, yeah. Bodie, how you doing? All right?
Uh-huh.
Were you dancing a lot there?
Sure.
You were?
Meow, meow.
Yeah, meow, meow. So, funny thing happened to me today, Bodie. Do you want to tell the world what happened to me today?
No.
Are you sure?
You tell it.
So, okay. I had a pain in my mouth. I had a pain in my mouth. And I'm like, I got to go to my dentist. And he said a few weeks ago, he goes, yeah, it looks like you have an old filling that needs to be replaced. I'm like, okay, that's not a big deal. It's like basically redoing a cavity. And so I went today to the dentist to, like, what I thought, Bodie, was going to be me just getting a refilling in my cavity. And what happened? No, say it. You know what I'm saying?
I want you to.
He pulled out my tooth.
Oh, Bodie's a bit disturbed by the concept of this.
I am too, man. I was like, so he's going into it, and he thought the same thing. Like, oh, yeah, cool. We'll drill it out, and we'll clean it, and we'll reset it and all that. And he's like, oh, there's a crack. And he goes, I'm going to follow this crack. Like, yeah, follow the crack. It's actually my mantra, follow the crack. And used to be follow the money. But anyway, so he kept going and going. He goes, well, you have an option. We could do a root canal, or I could remove the tooth. And I said, well, what? Where are we at with this? He goes, well, I'm still following the crack. It might get to a point where we don't have a choice. And so he gets down. And I even asked, okay, I have a question. What's the least painful option? But I was so numb. My face was so numb. It wasn't like I was feeling anything anyway. And so when he said, we got to remove it. There's no way. There's no way we could save this. I go, am I going to feel this? He goes, you're going to feel pressure. You're totally numb. I had the music on. I go, take it. And man, he went to town on me. Yeah. My only thought during the whole thing was, don't slip. Just don't slip.
What does that mean?
Like, if he's got the thing in my mouth and he slips,
right.
What could happen, man? That would suck. But I'll be honest, I almost fell asleep. I was so relaxed for a while, just sitting there while he's working on me.
Wow.
I had music on, and I was just sort of...
Did he give you nitrous?
No, and I asked if he had gas, and he did not.
And he didn't give you, like, an Ativan or something?
No.
So you were
chilling out, and all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, wait a minute, he's doing this. And then I said, okay, where are you at with this? He goes, oh, it's out. I go, it's okay.
Wow. I mean, you went from, like, thinking this was, like, an easy procedure to the horror of realizing an imminent tooth pull, and then you relaxed into it so much that you fell asleep.
Yeah, almost. I was very relaxed.
Dad, can I talk now?
Yeah.
Right now it feels fine.
Well, I mean, it's okay. I'll have to keep taking some ibuprofen, but I think I'm doing okay. Wow, check you out.